some technological guest pests a loco in the cabeza. This and more on Christus Vincit, episode 29, coming to you right now.
Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat.
From a living room somewhere in Rhode Island, home of the big blue bug and many other bugs and glitches, it's Christus Vincit. Today's features, Christus Vincit Sports, the Christus Vincit Organ Crawl Part 2, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and musical guest, Joe Clemens. And now, the man whose solution to the problem is to create another problem, Brian Michael Page.
You picture a First Communion Mass without it. Unfortunately, that seems to be the norm. A First Communion Mass without such beautiful pieces as Ave Verum. Anyways, hi and welcome. Today is May 15th, 2006, the Monday of the fifth week of Easter. Now, optionally, we can also celebrate the feast of Saint Isidore.
Didn't he invent the Isidore slippers?
No, Saint Isidore was a farmer who lived in the year 1070 up until 1130. His wife was a saint too, you know. Saint Mary de la Cabeza.
Have you been reading that Da Vinci crap again? Mary wasn't local in the Cabeza.
Oh, brother. Mary de la Cabeza was the wife of Saint Isidore the farmer. Now, she died in 1175. You're local in the Cabeza. Christus Vinci presents Christus Vinci Sports. Here's your Bush League correspondent, Brian Michael Page. Greetings, sports fans. This week we continue our Bishops in Sports series.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but some more of our bishops are being eliminated from playoff action. Let's see what's going on in the NHL and the NBA. Well, looks like right now it's all in the NHL. Bishop Kamiak's Buffalo Sabres eliminated Archbishop Gervais' Ottawa Senators 4-1. And by that same margin, Bishop Gossman's Carolina Hurricanes had eliminated Archbishop Myers' New Jersey Devils. Bishop Brown's Mighty Ducks has swept Archbishop Shapit's Colorado Avalanche 4-0. One series that's still going in the NHL, Archbishop Collins' Edmonton Oilers is leading Bishop McGrath's San Jose Sharks 3-2. The Oilers will try to put that one away Wednesday. Now in the NBA playoff conference semifinals, also a best of seven, Cardinal Mater's Detroit Pistons has a 2-1 game lead over Bishop Lennon's Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavaliers will try to even that series tonight. Archbishop Favalora's Miami Heat leads 3-1 over Archbishop Myers' New Jersey Nets. The Heat goes for the kill tomorrow night. Bishop Grauman's Dallas Mavericks leads 2-1 over the Archbishop Gomez Spurs. The Spurs will try to even that series Wednesday. Cardinal Mahoney's L.A. Clippers are tied 2-apiece with Bishop Olmsted's Phoenix Suns. They play again tomorrow night. Oh yes, Mahoney and Olmsted. Those two had a battle in the quarterfinals when the Lakers had to face the Suns. Now it's the Clippers and the Suns. You catch up on all this and more at christosvinci.blogspot.com. Even we musicians have to have some fun sometimes. We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music. We'll go on our second leg of the virtual organ crawl, and we'll have a brand spanking new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as well as some music by Joe Clemens. Don't go away. Please.
Hi, folks. Father Judd McFry here to introduce you to the all-new Ignatius Bible Second Catholic Edition. Although this edition of the RSV translation is a contemporary form of English, this English is by no means dumbed down. No, it's not the translation used for the lectionary for Mass, but with enough prayer, it could be soon enough. In fact, this translation is so good, it complies with the demands of the Vatican document Liturgiam Authenticam. The Ignatius Bible is published by Ignatius Press. Look for the link in today's show notes.
By the way, the Closed Cafeteria podcast has recently posted a show comparing the new Ignatius Bible translation with that of the New American Bible. You can check that out in today's show notes as well.
Yesterday, what did we sing at Mass yesterday?
I wasn't kidding when I said Seamus was loco in the cabeza. Anyways, we had quite the action-packed weekend this weekend. Like, Saturday's Mass ended with a May procession, and then Sunday's 10:30 Mass had First Communion. So you're going to get a couple of different lists of music here. The first is the list for all the Masses except for the First Communion Mass, since the music for those Masses were pretty much the same except for the ending. The introit was I Sing the Mighty Power of God, which we did last week. The glory, of course, was Pelequin's Gloria of the Bells. The psalm was taken out of today's missal. It is Psalm 22, using the antiphon, I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. The Alleluia was from the mode to chant O Filii et Filiae, with the verse being sung to Psalm Tone 2. The hymn during the offertory, Alleluia, Alleluia, hearts to heaven and voices raise. This is the Easter seasonal text by Christopher Wordsworth, set to the familiar Beethoven gem, Hymn to Joy. The Sanctus Anamnesis Amen and Agnus Dei were all from Pelequin's Mass of the Bells. And the Lord's Prayer was the chant from the Roman Missal in English. The communion hymn was Keep in Mind, the classic Lucian Dice tune.
I thought you didn't like Keep in Mind.
Well, I do like Keep in Mind. I just keep trying to say it's not a memorial acclamation. You can use it as a hymn anytime. Anyways, the recessional hymn at the 7:30 and 9 o'clock Masses Sunday morning was At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. And we've repeated that for the last of four consecutive weeks. The 4:30 Mass on Saturday ended a bit differently, however. Once we had a dismissal, we went on with a May procession. Now, for the past week or so, it's been raining like mad, all week, all weekend. So, our outdoor procession had to become an indoor procession. So during the procession, we did what's known as the Fatima Ave. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. A couple of choir members have called it the Portuguese Ave. Probably did have some Portuguese origin. I've done it at Italian parishes as well. After that, we did the Litany of the Blessed Virgin and then closed it all up with the Croatian hymn, which uses the first couple of lines of the Ave Maria as its refrain. And then the first of three verses begin with the words, "As I kneel before you." So the sheet music says Ave Maria, and that's spelled M-A-R-I-J-A, which is probably the Croatian language spelling. Although many just simply know it as I kneel before you. So what I do in most liturgy sheets is I write Ave Maria / as I kneel before you. They know what I mean. Now the music for the first communion mass was a bit different. Now I'm very thankful for that the second year in a row, thanks to being in a very good parish, I've been able to do a first communion mass that contained absolutely no music by the St. Louis Jesuits, Carrie Landry, Marty Hagen, or David Haas. Well, we did come a little bit close for the introit. We started with I Am the Bread of Life by Sister Suzanne Tulin. However, I still find this John 6 hymn far cry better than, we'll say, Table of Plenty, We Come to Your Table, His Banner Over Me is Love, Cough, Choke, Barf. The Mass Ordinary and Proper, since it was the Mass of the Day, was the same as all the other weekend Masses. At the Offertory, we did At the Lampside Feast We Sing, very Eucharistic, yet still very seasonal, using the hymn tune Salzburg. Now, the Communion was Lord, who at thy first Eucharist didst pray. The text is by William Henry Turton, and the tune Unde et Memores by William Henry Monk. The William Henry's have it. By the way, Monk named his tune after the first three Latin words of the Roman canon that follow the elevation and consecration of the precious blood of our Lord. Now, towards the end, there was a crowning, and we used the Croatian Ave Maria / As I Kneel Before You, which I had mentioned before for the May procession. Finally, the closing hymn was O Sacrament Most Holy, O Jesus, We Adore Thee. Although it's written in the music issue to a very good tune, full of melody, the preferred tune at Holy Ghost over the years has been Non Dignus, the tune used for O Lord, I Am Not Worthy. Of course, Non Dignus, Domine non sum dignus, ut in tres subtectum meum, setantum dic verba vesse navitur anima mea. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shalt come under my roof. But say thou the word, my soul shall be healed. Oh, and by the way, just to show you what I think of the National Association of Pastry Musicians, and this is a very popular group in this country. One well-known composer / member of their message boards, MPM users, once asked me, I won't mention his name either, but he is a renowned composer. He once asked me, why would you program, O Lord, I Am Not Worthy, in a post-conciliar church? When I referred him to the dialogue that takes place just before communion, where the people respond, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed, many on the board wrote me off as arrogant. Maybe they thought they were a little more worthy.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
Now today on our Christus Vincit organ crawl, we take a tour of some churches within the town of Cumberland, Rhode Island. Cumberland High School is where I graduated, or as we used to say, graduated. I also got my first organist job in Cumberland, assisting the late Bob Doobie. Now, the first church we're going to enter in Cumberland is the Church of St. Joan of Arc on Menden Road, the northern Cumberland village called Cumberland Hill. Now, I haven't been at St. Joan's in about 15 years. It's a modern building, but with traditional style seating and a choir loft in its traditional place. There is a two-manual Wicks pipe organ upstairs. Now, also the last time I was there, I do recall there being a two-manual electronic organ downstairs as well. I think it was a Baldwin or something. I'm not exactly sure. I do know that back then the pipe organ was used only when the choir was singing. Now, a parishioner at Holy Ghost, where I work now, a former St. Joan's parishioner, had told me that under the current leadership, that the music at St. Joan's has improved. I hope so. Wasn't all that great the last time I was there. Now we go a little bit further south down Menden Road in a little village called Ashton. We enter historic St. Joseph Church. Now the organ there is nearly as old as the 1888 building. It's a small two-manual tracker of about 11 ranks built by the former W.K. Adams and Sons of Providence. The organ dates back to 1889. It's still in very good shape for its age. For 6 years, I was the assistant organist there, from 1983 to 1989. The music director then was Bob Doobie, who retired in 1991 and then died in 2000 at the young age of 62. Now we're going to go a little bit further south into another historic church, St. Patrick's, on Broad Street in a section of town called Valley Falls. This is where my old organ instructor, Kevin Valentine, was music director back in the 1980s. The organ there is a two-manual 18-rank instrument built by M.P. Moeller of Hagerstown, Maryland, in 1927. It was Kevin Valentine, in fact, who had some of the instrument revoiced in the late 1980s. The revoicing was done by the Potter Rathbun Company of Cranston, Rhode Island, about a year or so after I had to stop taking lessons. Now, I bet you some of you are probably asking some questions. Manuals? Ranks? What are they? Here's a little explanation in a nutshell. You see, the manuals are the keyboards. 61 notes each on most electro-pneumatic organs. 56 to 58 notes on most mechanical trackers. The pedal division, which most associate with the bass and often have stops that on the most part reflect such, have 32 notes on most electro-pneumatic organs and usually around 27 notes on most mechanicals. Now, each note normally takes up one pipe per voice or stop. Now, a complete set of those notes for that stop is called a rank. Some voices can even take up two or more ranks. Those voices are known as mixtures. Now I got some music for you. This piece I'm going to play is a little bit longer than what you would normally hear on Christus Vincit. Here is organist Joe Clemens. Thank you. You just heard Joe Clemens playing the Prelude in Fugue in G Major by Johann Sebastian Bach, BBW 550. And you will find Joe Clemens' music on the PodSafe Music Network. Link is in our show notes for the day. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Preschool's BGT is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. It's the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For young Christus BGT sent here, for Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vinci leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vinci. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay, okay. Keep it coming, folks. Keep it coming. We're on a good pace. Catholic podcasting will get its rightful place over pagan podcasting in the Catholic category. And please, while you're at it, don't forget to vote for my friends down at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willits.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
A couple of notes before I close out today's show. This Saturday, like I mentioned last week, I'll be taking part in a TV Mass. WLNE Channel 6 in New Bedford televises Holy Mass every Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time for the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts. The Mass will be broadcast for the 7th Sunday of Easter, May 28th. The taping will take place this Saturday, May 20th, at 10 a.m. in the chapel at Bishop Stang High School in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts. If you're in the area, you're invited to attend. Mind you, we're not looking for an audience now, we're looking for a congregation. Bring them chant books with you. We want to have you sing. Our celebrant will be none other than Father Thomas Kosick, author of The Reform of the Reform. You can bet this Mass will not be an OCP's Greatest Hits Showcase. It will not be a GIA's Greatest Hits Showcase. This will be Mass as it should be. Expect a considerable amount of chant. Starting with today's podcast, I will be uploading on Monday nights from now on instead of Sunday nights, mainly because at this point I find more time on my hands on Mondays than on Sundays. So watch for us on Mondays. We'll brighten up those dreaded Mondays. Yep. Father Judd, Seamus, maybe even me. The show won't change. Just our night. And one final note. Here's what my cat had to say when I showed her a Glory and Praise book. I want to thank you for joining me on our show today. Hopefully you'll join us next week on our new night. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Christus regnat. Christus imperat.
Christus Vinci is a member of Ratzinger's Rottweilers, the B-Team, the Christus Vinci Network, and Disciples with Microphones. Hee 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 hee!